This meditation is designed to help you with issues where you have done something, said something, or felt something that you're not proud of, that you need to welcome forgiveness into that aspect of your life. And so this is what I call the healing shower meditation, which helps us meet the issues that we have not yet cleared, find forgiveness for ourselves, and wash ourselves clean of those issues. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. And letting it out. And another nice deep breath in. And sighing it out. And one more nice deep breath in. And sighing it out. And just becoming aware of your own awareness. And just noticing how vast, spacious and open it is in front of you. How endless and free and spacious it is behind. And how vast and spacious it is to all sides. It's just a vast, open sky of all acceptance. And in your mind's eye, imagining now a campfire. And the nature of this campfire, this bonfire, is this love, this eternal acceptance. And at this campfire, I'm going to ask you to invite a younger you. And it can be an age range that's any age range, from zero right up till now. And there is the present day you, also sitting at this campfire. And right now, letting arise in your awareness times in your life where you've closed yourself off to life, or perhaps where you've closed yourself off from someone else. Perhaps you've said something that you're not proud of and done something that you wish you hadn't done. Perhaps you pretended to be something you're not, or said something that you wish you could retract. We all have these moments we regret, where we couldn't open our heart, either to ourselves, to life, to other people. And so, welcoming a younger you who may have closed off on some level of being or shut down. And if there were something you've said or done or wish you'd said or done that you're not proud of, this is your chance to finally empty out that incident. So welcoming the younger you to speak out, and speak out loud into the room wherever you are right now, and just say the thing that you're not proud of. Let the younger voice, how it made you feel, that you closed yourself off to someone or shut yourself down to an opportunity or said something you wish you hadn't said, or turned your back on truth in some way. Let the younger you speak out loud and empty it out, because it's important to speak this out loud. So empty out these things that have happened that you wish hadn't happened. And let it happen in your own words in the voice of the younger you. And now whispering out loud into the room, letting the present day you respond to the younger you. And you can even say the words after me as I say them. Just saying, I'm so sorry. I was in pain at that time. I didn't know how else to respond. And I did and said things that I'm not proud of. That I wish I could take back. And I closed off in some way. I'm so sorry for all the pain that it caused. All the shutdown to life, to others, to myself. I'm so sorry. So you can say to the younger you, words to that effect of how sorry you are. For the particular way you closed off or shut down. Now opening the chest of the present day you, as if to welcome forgiveness in, say to the younger you, I need forgiveness. And as if you're opening your chest, your cells, your being, let the younger you forgive you, let life forgive you. Let the people involved forgive you. And drink that in, absorb it like a sponge. And then saying out loud the words, I open to forgiveness. I welcome forgiveness. And I forgive myself. And now turning to the younger you and saying out loud the words, I'm so sorry. I got scared. I closed down. I forgive you. And now, as if taking a big coat, a shell that you've put around the younger you, lifting that up, taking it off of the younger you, and throwing this whole shell of self-recrimination and regret and judgment, just taking it off the younger you and throwing it into the fire and saying to the younger you, you're beautiful just as you are. It's safe to be open to life. All forgiveness is here. And making sure that that shell or that coat of protection or that shutdown, that lid, whatever you put over that younger you, that it's lifted off the younger you now, it is in the fire. So now that it's in the fire, imagine a huge hole is opening in the top of your head. And this column is going up into the heavens. And this spiritual light, like having a fire hose of light, you know how firemen have hoses and they have a huge power pouring down through. Letting this spiritual light, this shower of purification, of forgiveness, let it wash through the brain cells of the younger you. Washing you clean of all the ways you've closed yourself off to life. Washing you clean of those ways you haven't been able to forgive yourself in the past. As if it's an entire column of light going up into the heavens and all of life is showering you with streams of forgiveness. And it's washing your brain cells clear. And washing your shoulders and neck. All these times you've done things, said things, judged yourself, those times you've regretted, times you've closed yourself off, they're all being washed clear with streams of forgiveness coming into the upper chest and in the upper back. And washing, drenching every cell with forgiveness. Forgiveness from life. Forgiveness from yourself. Forgiveness from the universe. Just washing you clean. And these sweet streams of grace washing through your abdomen area and back. It's washing clean your whole pelvic region and your upper thighs and your knees, down through your legs. These sweet streams of grace are just washing every particle, every molecule is being washed clean of all the moments you couldn't forgive yourself. And it's pouring out through your pores into the environment around you, this spiritual shower is even washing consciousness clean. And as this is happening, letting the present day you say to the younger you, I'm so sorry for the pain caused. Know that all forgiveness is here. That I forgive you. Life forgives you. All forgiveness is here. It's time to open all the doors. All of your being to allowing all forgiveness in. And now, turning to the younger you and giving the younger you a balloon. And in it is self-acceptance. And letting the younger you breathe in this quality of self-acceptance. Let it permeate the body. And taking another balloon of self-love and once again welcoming the younger you to breathe in now this presence of self-love and letting it suffuse the body. And now receiving another balloon of self-forgiveness. And breathing that in now. And letting that permeate the body. And saying to the younger you, I forgive myself for all the things that I have been previously unforgiving about. I forgive myself, and I forgive you. And now saying to the younger you, you never have to go through that previous shutdown again. From now on, you can remain open and allow all of life to love you. And now hugging the younger you, letting the younger you merge inside and growing up in this self-forgiveness, this self-love, this self-acceptance. And the campfire disappears. And the awareness is realized to be open, spacious, vast, and free in front. Boundless and vast and free behind. And endless to all sides. Spacious below. And continuing to rest. Steep. Soak. As this. In this. The fact that you can even conceive of this means you can start from here. Starting now. Taking a nice deep breath in. And another nice deep breath in. And one more nice deep breath in. And sighing it out. And when the eyes are ready, you'll find that you can open them to this ocean of acceptance. And taking another nice deep breath in. And we can open our eyes.